Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Well, someone please pinch me because today is Wednesday. That means we're having a chat with Gav from Lee Rowan's, and he joins us on the line for this Wednesday afternoon. G'day, Gav.
It is. Hello, I'm back again.
You are most certainly back again. And how's life been treating you the last week?
Very good. Very good indeed.
So what have you thought about the weather in the last 7 days? It's kind of been all over the shop again, hasn't it?
All over the shop. Even this morning. This morning it looked dreary, miserable. I thought it was going to rain. The clouds have parted. The sun's come out and it's made it like a sauna.
I reckon, Gav, a lot of gardeners out there would be rejoicing, actually, at some of the weather we have been receiving lately, because we've been getting a good mix of the cooler weather. We've had a bit of warmer weather from certain days. And then, of course, we've had some rain. And some of this rain has actually been happening overnight as well, hasn't it?
Oh, look, it's perfect growing weather. You know, I had a gentleman ring me up earlier and he said, what am I going to do? I put a lawn down 10 days ago and it already needs mowing. And that's how fast it's grown in the last 10 days from when he laid it down. And that doesn't normally happen. You know, you're not supposed to mow a lawn for at least 4 to 6 weeks after you put a brand new lawn down, at the risk of lifting the tiles or the rolls off the soil. But what does he do? You know, it's already grown that much in the last 10 days that he's desperate to mow it. And it's like, well, it's a catch-22. Mow it and you run the risk of setting it backwards because it will lift it off the soil. Or you don't mow it and it just gets longer and longer and longer.
Yes, but I think I said this last week. I think I made this remark last week. Look, I'd rather have rain than drought any day of the week, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll talk about this with the indoor plants, but there's such a huge increase in all ingredients in rainwater as opposed to tap water, which you know, most of that stuff, all the good stuff they take out and just fill us with chlorine, which, and I know why, but it's not good for your plants, especially when that's all they're relying on is chlorinated water. So, you know, that's the first thing I always tell people with indoor plants, because they're relying on what you give them and they don't get that rainwater. It makes a huge difference if you can then either put them out when it is raining or at least collect it up as in tanks and stuff like that and give your plants good natural rainwater. It does make a huge difference.
Absolutely.
You can often tell in a drought where you've got months and months and people go out there and they put their sprinklers on and you can keep everything green, but the moment that drought breaks and you get a day of rain, doesn't everything instantly green up about a week afterwards? And that's all the good stuff in rainwater. And, yeah, that can make a big difference.
It's amazing how human nature works, isn't it? Now, you touched on it. Today we're talking about indoor plants.
I did, and just a few tips that you can do to end up with better results. And the first one is to give them natural rainwater. There is nothing worse than constantly giving indoor plants chlorinated water, because it builds up in the soil around the roots, and that's what they end up ingesting. Just like we would have filtered water, whether it be a jug in the fridge or whether it be a filter on the tap, it is much more conducive to have filtered water than to drink straight tap water, or worse for us nurserymen, just drink it out of the hose out in the nursery. It is much better if it's filtered, and it's exactly the same with indoor plants. You're much better off if you can put them out in the rain, especially if the sun, you know, you don't want to put them out in the rain and then the sun comes out an hour later and burns them. But if you can get an overcast day and it's showery, that is the best time to put it out. Get them some natural water. Get them some, all those lovely ingredients that's in it. Get them filtered through from one side to the other so that it's not building up in the pot, and that will make a huge difference. The other reason why it's good to do that is, of course, think of, and I look at it this way, think of leaves on indoor plants being like lungs of a person. They clog up. they will clog up with all the contaminants that's in the air inside, and it stops them from looking lush. The biggest reason why a lot of indoor plants' leaves go brown around the edges and go yellow is because the dust and the contaminants build up on the foliage. So if you can take them out once a week, if you can't, if you're on the sixth level of an apartment block and you can't get them out, you put them in the shower and at least wash all those contaminants off at least once a week. It will clean those leaves. And because plants breathe through their leaves, they'll be able to breathe better, which means they'll be greener and lusher. So that's the other reason why it's always a good idea to do it. You'll often see shops put their plants out on a wet day. Now, two reasons for that. One is, as I said, because they get a good soak in natural water. The other reason is a lot of these places, including your own home, you use all sorts of things. You might use fly sprays. You might use deodorants. All these things have very fine particles that land on the plant's leaves. Even just plain old household dust can land on the plant's leaves and literally clog them up. And as I said, think of them like the lungs of a plant. They breathe through them. They need to be kept clean. So that's a really good idea that I tell everybody to do. The other one is, of course, feeding them. Now, remember, feed, they only get what you give them. Now, a lot of these indoor plants are in little pots of soil. You grow them for months and months and months. Sometimes they'll go 6 months. And people will bring in photos of them. It's like, what's wrong with it? It's like, darling, the poor thing's starving. Give it a good feed. There's nothing worse than going all that time and not getting fed properly. So there are so many good feeds on the market at the moment, from Power Feed, Sea-Soul, 5-in-1, all these liquid, natural seaweed and fish emulsion fertilizers that you can put a couple of capfuls in a watering can, give them a good soak, say once a fortnight through summer, once a month in winter, to keep them lush and green. That's the other thing you can do. Good idea. Now, in summer, especially with summer coming on, people are using air conditioners more. The whole idea of an air conditioner is that it sucks the moisture out of the air to make it feel crisp. All that water comes out of a tube outside. Indoor plants need that moisture. So go along, get yourself a little cheap atomizer, and of an afternoon, if you've gone a couple of days and it's been stinky hot and you've had the air conditioner on all the time, just mist the foliage. Go out of an afternoon and do a bit of misting and mist them all and get that moisture back into the foliage again. That will make another big difference. And as I said, there's so many on the market now, you don't ever have to use the same one twice. You can keep changing them over, just like we do with meals. Keep changing them over. They get a little bit different out of each one of them, and that will make another huge difference. The other thing you should also do with indoors, and it's a good idea when you do take them out, bring them back in once a week, give them a bit of a turn. Every plant will always grow towards the light. So if you've got windows only on one side of the room, those plants will always slightly bend towards where that light's coming from. So always a good idea, even if you've got to mark it with a little crayon or something like that, where it was, when you bring it back in after a week, after it's been out for a few hours in a week's time, when you bring it back in, just turn it the other way and get that goodness that comes from light coming through a window. Get it all the way around, not only on one side. That will make another big difference to your indoors.
Well, there you go. I mean, there's some amazing advice. I'm sitting here listening to what you're saying there, and I mean, I don't have any indoor plants at my place, but I do know, you know, friends of mine that have indoor plants, and I sometimes visit and I go over, and I do notice sometimes that the dust is on the plants and all that sort of stuff. So next time I go over,
to some people's places, you can write your name in them.
Yeah. So next time I go over, I'll make sure that I give them all the advice that you're given here today to our listeners when it comes to looking after your indoor plants. And I thought the interesting one there, apart from the fact that putting them in the shower, if you don't have any outside access, you can put them in the shower, make sure that you get all the dust and all the fibres off them. And the other good thing that I thought was interesting there was you turn them around. So you take them out for a little while, and then when you bring them back in, you turn them around towards the light, which I thought was fantastic.
Yeah, it happens a lot when you've only got windows on one side, and it's surprising how many rooms you've got windows on one or maybe two sides. The plants will always grow towards the light, so you don't want them being one-sided. It's very hard after many, many months of that to get them to grow back the other way. So if you do it, if you do the right thing and take them once a week to have their foliage washed, every time you put them back, just do it the other direction, and then you'll grow a nice, rounded, healthy, lush plant. And that's what our aim is.
So there you go. So plenty of things to take into consideration when it comes to making sure that you look after your indoor plants. Now, for our new listeners, and no doubt we have a lot of new listeners out there, Gav, we want to find out where Lee Rowan's Garden World is, just in case also we have new visitors and new people to the area as well. Where can we find you?
Well, yes, and we do that over summer. We get a lot of people in from outside the area. So we are at the bottom of Hillsborough Road. It's 381 Hillsborough Road, and we're at the bottom end, which is the Warners Bay end of Hillsborough Road. On the right-hand side, as you come down the street, we've got a lovely cafe, lovely nursery, fantastic gift shop. Come and see us. We're open 7 days a week, so that's never an issue. Open from 7 o'clock in the morning if you want to partake in a breakfast while you're browsing the nursery. And yes, definitely 381 Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay. And of course, don't forget, have a look at our website. They've done a lot of work to it. It's all the W's, leerowans.com.
Sounds good. All right, Gav, thanks for the chat. Thanks for the great advice there on indoor plants. You have a good rest of the week, and we'll see you again same time next week.